It's 8:09 on the Thursday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News. Another chance for you to win your way in to see Brian Kilmeade at the Florida Theater coming up on February 15th. We've got a pair of tickets we're going to be giving away in just the next little bit as we continue our live broadcast from UF Health Proton Therapy Institute. If you have never walked through the doors here, consider yourself blessed because you've not been dealt a hand and a blow to your life. But if you have ever walked through the doors, you can at least know that the level of care that you're going to receive here is really second to none in the Southeast United States and across the rest of the country. Just a few places where you can get this kind of treatment for cancer. And for a family like the Ryan family, they went through the experience with Jim Ryan some time ago. In fact, Jim, when were you diagnosed and when were you first introduced here?
It was back in 2017, okay. Like April or so. And by the time we figured out what to do about it, it was June, July. So I started my treatments here in July of 2017.
And you didn't live in Jacksonville?
No, I lived in Fort Lauderdale at the time.
So then how did you come in contact with UF Health and proton therapy?
Well, when I was diagnosed, it was a pretty serious prostate cancer. It was stage 3. It escaped the prostate. It was my MRI read like a 5-alarm fire. Mm. But Melinda was a paramedic at the time, and she did a lot of research. I was like beside myself, sitting on the couch going, what do I do now? She looked up a bunch of things, found a site that said, one guy wrote, I want my prostate back. So she read that. And it turned out that he had surgery and had his prostate removed, but he subsequently found out about proton therapy, where he could have kept his prostate, kept having a normal, better life, I'm going to call it better life afterwards. And so we started doing some research on it and came up here and talked to the folks here, and they said I was a candidate, and we decided to come here. And
off to the races then. Did you have to relocate here for the treatment then?
No, we lived in Fort Lauderdale at the time. We drove up and we stayed at there's a place called Third and Main that's kind of affiliated with the Proton Center, and we stayed there. It's only 5 minutes up the road. It was perfect. Whenever I got a call for the treatments or when I knew I was going to be here or have to be here, I just drove right in. It was excellent.
And how are you doing these days?
Oh, I'm cancer-free, not a sign of cancer. And I get tested, my PSA test once or twice a year. And it's all done. This was a serious cancer. It's gone now.
From stage 3.
Stage 3.
Things must have seemed pretty horrible.
Well, yeah.
Cancer-free.
It sure did. And I feel great now. I've recommended a number of people to come here. Two of them I know have come, and others they haven't got back to me that they have. I don't believe they have, but I tell everybody I know about this.
So you mentioned Melinda, who's your beautiful bride, who was a paramedic, and then you all decided that, let's move on to the next phase of our lives and started to travel the country. And then, right. Melinda, what happened?
Well, every year for women, you do a mammogram screening. And I was doing that depending on where I was at the time in our motor coach as we were traveling. And everything was, it's pretty good, My mammograms were coming back normal. And then 2023 in October, I had a bad mammogram that said, you need to get further diagnosis here. And of course, We were in Oklahoma at the time, and I didn't live there. And we were planning on wintering in Arizona, so I follow up in Arizona. And I went down to Arizona, and I tried to follow up. And part of the issue of living on the road is there's no continuity, and no doctor wants to pick up from where somebody else left off. So I had considerable amount of difficulty in Arizona trying to get a diagnostic mammogram. And then we just kind of gave up and said, let's go back to Oklahoma. Let's get, where I first had the screening. I got the diagnosis at Oklahoma. And they do have a proton center in Oklahoma, but because of Jim's experience here, we said we're going back to Florida.
Oh, we came home.
And we came back here.
And so did you immediately start treatment?
I didn't start treatment here at the Proton Center. My cancer was triple positive, So I started treatment in Gainesville, and I had started out with chemotherapy and a Herceptin blocker. And after I completed chemo, I had surgery. I had a lumpectomy with reconstructive plastic surgery. And then after that, I came here. And luckily, because we were on the road, we ended up, because we knew that this cancer treatment for me was not as simple as the prostate. They were done in, two months?
Yeah. 2 months.
Mine's almost like a year worth of treatment. So we ended up buying a home in Gainesville. But luckily, we had the motor coach, so we brought that here. And now we're staying here in the motor coach.
And you're coming here for treatment daily?
Daily, but I'm in the motor coach, so I'm in a campground now.
Okay.
You're not driving from Gainesville every
day. I'm not going back and forth from Gainesville.
Okay. What's the treatment like? Walk us through the doors when you first walk back, and what's the experience like for you?
When I first started, I got hooked up here and the whole cancer program with Dr. Nancy, because she was Jim's doctor. And she is the best.
She is awesome.
She's absolutely awesome. For me, initially coming here, I wasn't scared or anything, just knowing what Jim had been through. I started out doing their typical simulation and going into the gantry with my arms over my head. And I didn't tolerate that at all. My arms would go numb, they would go cold. Thankfully, Dr. Nancy said, well, we can't have that. So I got a second simulation, and now I'm in a comfortable position, and I can just lie there and go to sleep on the with no problem. And you don't even know you're getting treated, really.
How long of a process?
For breast cancer, because of the setup, it's a little bit more technical, I think, than the prostate cancer. It takes about 30 minutes to go through the whole thing, and most of it is just setup. The actual proton treatment, I think, is a matter of seconds. I'm not quite sure. But the setup is a little bit longer.
One of the things, so I went back on a tour there earlier, and we'll post these photos and videos on social media, but one of the things that I saw was that in order to keep you still, they have something that's custom form-fitted to your body. Does that help make it more comfortable?
That is correct. And the first one was where I had my hand over my head, and it was like a mold. Mm-hmm. That they sit you in. And then the second one is, yes, it's almost like a full body mold. And I don't think that makes a difference for me as far as comfort. I think what that provides mostly is that they get you in the exact position to where they need the proton. So it makes their job so much easier. That they start you out in a position where you're almost exactly where they need you to be. And you don't see it with, you know, the clothes, but I have all these stickers all over my body. And I think, and I'm not 100% sure on this, but those help them get you right where you need to be for that proton beam to come down. And I'm not sure how they use those stickers, if they use a laser to line you up. But I think with the combination of the stickers and the mold that you're laying in, you know, it makes them to have little adjustment, you know, and it's not a major issue every time you go in there. It kind of gets you right to where you need to be each time.
Jim, what's the prognosis here for her?
Oh, it's looking great. She's getting, there's no sign of cancer at this point, and they're just making sure that they're killing anything that might, they can't even be able to, not even able to see.
So you're nearing the end of treatment?
Yes.
Yes. Breast cancer is a little bit different than prostate in that technically you need to be on the HER2 blocker for a year, and then you need to be on hormone blockers for 5 years. But all the major treatments as far as chemo and surgery and radiation, this is the end of it.
It's a lot to celebrate.
Yeah, that's right.
That is a lot to celebrate.
That's right.
Closing message, we're celebrating Christmas today. The kids are going to be through here, and there's a festive atmosphere and whatnot. But for a family and loved ones who have both been on this journey, and this wasn't home per se, but what does UF Health Proton Therapy Institute mean to you? And do you think it means to this community in Jacksonville?
Oh, to me, I feel like I've got a second family here. As a matter of fact, when we were here, while I was here, we were calling it my radiation vacation, because I would come
what
in.
A great attitude.
Yeah, it was terrific. I mean, with 3rd and Main, we were right up the road, or anywhere you can stay locally. A lot of people stayed in B&Bs, and we'd go out and tour around Jacksonville, go down to the beaches whenever I wasn't getting treated, And my treatment of prostate cancer was, as Melinda said, it was, I don't know if it's more or less complicated, but it is certainly quicker and easier. I was in and out in 10 minutes. Laying on the table, the actual setup, once I'd laid into their little mold, took about probably most of that, five minutes of that. The actual radiation itself was about a minute and a half. Then I'm up and gone. And in the meantime, they're playing whatever music you want to play when you go in there, whatever you feel like that morning or day. Okay, we'll put that on. And I mean, it was fantastic. And the staff here, you're just not going to find better medical treatment anywhere. I mean, every doctor is wonderful. Brad is about as, one of my favorite people on the planet.
Yeah.
And this is just it's a terrific place to be. And we've met people that we'll know for the rest of our lives here, other patients. Mm-hmm. It's a really, really wonderful place.
Well, that positive outlook is getting you through, and you know that you have so many people who are cheering you on and who are listening right now who are cheering you on as well, Jim and Melinda. Thank you very much. God bless you both. And happy holiday, Merry Christmas, and however you may celebrate. And you got to get back one more time to treatment, don't you?
Oh, I have several treatments left.
Okay.
Yes.
And you're there this morning even.
I'm here this morning,
goodness
yes.
Goodness gracious. So thank you for doing this morning. It means so much to us that before your treatment, before you're going back there, that you have a chance to come on the radio and talk to us.
Yes, thank you for sharing your story, because mm-hmm. I think it's inspirational to other people as well. So especially since you called it your radiation vacation.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
think that anyone
yeah.
would have characterized it that prior
that
to.
That positive so. Outlook can mean
oh, you gotta
so
have
much.
It, you
it can
have
mean
it.
So much. Well, God bless you both. Thank
all
you
right.
well,
for,
thank you very much.
For sharing your story.
Can anybody out there, if you've got cancer or know somebody that has cancer, don't go anywhere, but check here first. And you'll this is where you want to come.
Well said. It's 8:22 on Jacksonville's